Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, Lady Esther is proud to present the screen's most beloved singing stars in a play based on one of Victor Herbert's most endearing operettas. The Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer picture, Sweethearts, with Jeanette MacDonald and Nelson Eddy in their original roles. And Sweethearts. For 6 years, they've been the biggest hit on Broadway. And Felix Lehman, their producer, has grown fat with profits and lean with worry. For 6 years, he has tried to tell himself...
So what? Suppose I haven't got a contract with them. What can Hollywood offer that Broadway can't?
And for 6 years, Norman Trumpet has had the answer.
Hollywood is the natural fulfillment of Broadway. My studio wants them, my studio needs them, and someday my studio is going to get them.
And how do Gwen and Ernest feel? Well, mostly tired. 6 years without missing a single performance. 6 years of boisterous, adoring crowds. 6 years of discipline imposed by Kay Jordan, who acts as secretary for both. Tonight, for example, walking in on Gwen...
Oh, no, you don't. Not a single chocolate. You're a half pound overweight right now.
And a few moments later in Ernest's room...
Oh, no, you don't either. Put down that pipe until the show is over. Why, yesterday I heard you cough twice.
6 years of slavery. 6 years of success. 6 years of something that doesn't change. After each performance, a little note is slipped under Gwen's dressing room door. A little note unsigned. There was one tonight.
6 years with you are like 6 minutes. 6 minutes without you are like 6 years.
And one last tonight.
Whenever anyone asks what I'm doing... just tell them I'm thinking about you.
And the night before.
All the world's asleep but us. But we're the ones that are dreaming.
After every performance, matinees included, and Gwen has saved every one of them. There's no doubt about it. Gwen's in love. And now she looks up happily at a familiar knock.
Come in.
Good evening, Miss Marlowe. Remember me?
Oh, yes, Mr. Lane. The man in gray. 6 years ago, wasn't it?
6 years ago tonight. My suit's lasted pretty well, hasn't it?
Beautifully. Mine has too, remember? The something in blue.
Ah, you both get prettier every year.
Shh. You'd better come in if you're going to get personal.
There.
Now, do you mind if I kiss my wife?
I love it.
6 years ago tonight, Mrs. Lane.
6 years. Sneaking away after the show opened. Such a funny way to get married.
A very good way. In fact, I'll never get married any other way.
Neither will I. Oh, darling. Darling.
Any changes you'd like made, Mrs. Lane?
Mm-hmm. Quite a big one, Mr. Lane.
Huh?
But I don't see you enough to tell you about it.
Well, tell me now.
That's what it is. We don't see enough each other.
We certainly don't. And we're going to fix that. Starting tonight.
Starting tonight. Where are we going?
Oh, where do we go every year?
At our own little table at
Angelo's.
Angelo's. Just think of it. We'll be let alone.
And nobody will ask us to sing.
And there won't be crowds of moonstruck women climbing all over you for autographs.
And no orchestra playing the hits from Sweethearts.
And we'll be alone.
And we'll be together.
It'll be so peaceful.
And so quiet.
Kiddies, kiddies, I've got the grandest idea in the... Where are you going?
Out.
I'm going out, too. Good night, Felix.
But, children, you can't. You can't go out this way. You're supposed to come to the party.
What party?
My party. Just a little table at the Mirabeau.
Sorry, old man. We've got another date.
But thanks for asking us. Good night.
But you can't run out. You've got to come. We've been planning it for weeks, for months, for...
Not tonight, Felix. I'm putting the foot down.
I'm putting mine down, too.
Well, you don't have to put them down on my heart.
Oh, Felix, don't talk like that.
Well, I'm sorry. It was just the disappointment. But don't you mind. Forget all about me.
Oh, darling, we could never forget you.
Oh, go ahead. Don't think of us. Turn your back on the few old friends who wanted to share your happiness.
Now, just a minute. We never turned a back on an old friend in our lives.
And you needn't think we're going to start tonight. Where'd you say that party was?
The Mirabeau.
Just a few old friends?
Yes, that's all. Just a few old friends. More or less.
Darling, just wait till I get my hands on Felix.
Me too. Just a few old friends.
There's a couple of hundred I've never even met.
And of course, there just happens to be a broadcast.
Nothing much. Just a little coast-to-coast hookup.
And all the chorus here from the show, and the press, and the cameraman. I'm gonna break his neck.
Too bad you can't do it before he gets to that microphone.
Yeah, I wonder what he'll say as if I didn't know.
Ladies and gentlemen of the radio audience, I wish you could be here with us tonight at the Hotel Mirabeau, where we're celebrating the 6th wedding anniversary of Gwen Marlowe and Ernest Lane. Thank you. That's all we're doing, of course. This is no publicity stunt. Why, I'm not even going to mention Sweethearts, the show they're starring in at the Melody Theater. Now, we're not here to talk about Sweethearts, about the way Sweethearts has broken all records playing to capacity every night for 6 years, matinees, Wednesday and Saturday. No, we're just here tonight to forget Sweethearts and to have a good time.
Gwen, what's that show we're here to forget?
Darling, I've never even heard of Sweethearts.
That's what we're here, just to eat and dance and, maybe hear a few songs.
Uh-oh, here we go.
That ought to be a nice change for us.
Which reminds me, our two stars have asked particularly to sing for you, and since they're so anxious, I'd better not keep them waiting. Oh, here they are. They're coming up to the microphone now. And I believe they're going to sing Pretty as a Picture. Gwen, Ernest, the microphone is yours.
And you know what I'd like to do with it.
What?
Sing, of course.
You're pretty as a picture, darling, you're a dream. Who could paint a picture lovely as you seem this moment? It would take a Rembrandt to catch the charm of you. You're pretty as a picture, an angel from the blue.
Although you may think what you say is clever and unique, 100 million times a day, a million others speak the same old lie. The same old lie. Oh, brother, with those who dead, who never ever took her hand and to him never in bed. You're pretty.
Sleep at the drop of an eyelid.
I could kill Felix for doing that to us.
Killing's too good for him. We ought to put him through our routine for a year. Radio, publicity stunts, charity dinners.
Yeah, performance every night.
Matinees, Wednesdays, Saturdays, and holidays. Darling, why do we do it?
For dear old Felix.
Well, isn't it time we thought of ourselves? That Mr. Trumpet was at the party tonight. You know, from Hollywood.
I know him. He mentioned that his offer is still good.
Wouldn't it be wonderful? He said you don't have to be on the set till noon.
And you're through by 3.
And you have your evenings all to yourself.
And the climate's terrific. Never rains.
Well, practically never. And everyone has his own orange farm.
Yeah, you can go out in the backyard and chop down your own fruit trees.
Ernest, why don't we? Let's tell Trumpet we'd sign his contract.
I did. Tonight.
Darling, you're wonderful.
Now all we have to do is to break it to Felix.
I did. Tonight.
Darling, you're wonderful.
California, here we come.
The sentiment's right, but the theme's wrong.
Okay. You got anything better, Mrs. Lane?
I think so.
When the golden sun sinks in the west, and the toil of the long day is o'er, though the road may be long, in the lilt of a song we'll forget we were weary before.
Far ahead where the blue shadows fall, we shall come to contentment and rest.
Sounds awful good. I could really go for that.
California?
No, the second chorus. Go ahead.
There are hands that will welcome me in. There are lips I am burning to kiss.
There are two eyes that shine just because they are mine, and a thousand things other men miss. It's a corner of heaven itself.
The second act of the Lady Esther Screen Guild play will follow in just a moment. Now, a word from Lady Esther.
Now that spring is really beginning, you've probably noticed that your skin is even more dry and sensitive than usual. That happens because months of exposure to wind and cold have toughened the surface texture of your skin, drying out much of the natural moisture. And now the weather-hardened surface is rougher and flaking off. You can feel this with your fingertips. You can see it in your mirror. And it's not flattering. Actually, your poor skin is crying for help. Believe me, it will respond gratefully to just a single application of Lady Esther Face Cream. Instantly, this famous four-purpose face cream absorbs and removes the flaky dryness. Instantly, your winter-parched skin is softer, smoother, and prettier again. Give me only 30 seconds, and I will prove it to you with my patch test. You simply smooth Lady Esther face cream on one patch of skin, like one cheek. Then wipe it off, and compare that cheek with the other. You will see how the dried-out winter look is gone. You'll feel the exciting difference with your fingertips. Lady Esther face cream absorbs winter dryness with the first application, because it is made with the most beautifying ingredients known to science. It also cleans your skin, helps nature refine the pores, and leaves a smooth, clear base for powder. So take 30 seconds and make the patch test. prove to yourself that Lady Esther Face Cream does more for your skin than any face cream you have ever used.
And now the second act of Sweethearts, starring Jeanette MacDonald and Nelson Eddy. Well, the unbelievable has happened. Ernest and Gwen are leaving the show, and Felix Lehman's gold mine will soon run dry. Only one more performance to go. And Felix is in gloomy conference with Leo Kronk, who happens to be the author of Sweethearts.
Oh, it's no use, Leo. I tried every trick I know. They mean it this time. It's the end of Sweethearts.
It isn't fair. What will become of me?
You'll probably have to go to work.
You mean there's no hope? They've signed the contracts?
They don't have to worry about contracts. They're the greatest team any producer ever had. That's why Hollywood wants them.
Hollywood wants them as a team, yes. But suppose they were not a team.
Sure, and suppose they couldn't sing.
What if they were separated?
Well, we might have a chance. Oh, but how can you separate two people so much in love?
That's the whole idea. I have a play, a great unproduced drama. It cannot be wrong.
What are you talking about?
It is founded on a universal truth. A woman in love can always be made to believe she has a rival. You say these two are so much in love?
What else would you call it when he slides notes under her door
notes?
All the time?
What do they say, these notes?
How should I know? They're love notes, I guess. Gwen keeps every one he ever wrote. They're locked up in her dressing room.
In her dressing room? Aha! Felix, my friend, your worries are over. The day is saved. It is Leo Kronk who promises this. Marlowe and Lane will not go to Hollywood.
And for their final radio appearance in New York, until next week when the Sweethearts Hour will originate from Hollywood, Gwen Marlowe and Ernest Lane bring you one of their best love duets. Here they are now, the Sweethearts of the Sweetheart Hour, singing Every Lover Must Meet His Fate.
For every lover must meet his fate, and for divide us, somehow we will conquer it all. Some way, surely heaven will guide us. Someday we will answer love's call.
Always I can see you before me, your best and its heavenly charm.
I've got some shopping to do.
All right, but hurry. Isn't it wonderful?
It's a miracle if we ever get off.
Kay, hurry. We'll never get these trunks closed. Oh, I never dreamed we had so much... Kay, where are you?
I had to answer the doorbell. Leo Kronk is here.
Leo?
He says it's important.
Okay, not now. With all I've got to...
Oh, my dear. I came right up. I didn't want to keep you waiting.
Well, that's what I like about you, Leo. You're so thoughtful.
You'll excuse me. I've got a lot of things to do.
Bren, I have great news for you.
For me?
For you. I have written a play, a magnificent play, and I am going to read it to you.
Oh, no, Leo. I mean, not now. I've got so many things to do, I haven't packed.
Oh, you can go on packing. I read it loud.
But, Leo, dear...
You see, you're in your room and your husband enters, and he says, as you know, my dear, we've been married a long time. And you say, does it seem so long to you?
Oh, I'm sorry, these shoes.
And then he says... 6 years with you are like 6 minutes. 6 minutes without you are like 6 years.
Oh, shoes are so hard to pack that... What does he say?
6 years without you are like 6 minutes. 6 minutes without you are like 6 years. Yeah, it's very charming, isn't it?
Yes, very charming. Did you, make it up yourself?
No, not exactly. And then you say, oh, Cyril, are you really happy with me? And he says...
I mean, I'm just curious about that line. It's so sort of special, if you know what I mean.
Oh, it is special. It was a note written by a man very much in love. I just borrowed it.
Really? Who is he?
Oh, I know only the lady in the case, and I cannot betray her confidence. You see, the man is married.
Oh, so he's married.
Yes, one of those very sad stories. He's been writing notes like that for years.
You mean... The girl showed you other notes from
him? Oh, yes, she has hundreds. She writes one every day. I have several of them in my play. For example, here's one on page 27. Who, whenever anyone asks what I'm doing, just tell them I'm thinking about you. And here's another, page 81. All the world's asleep for us, but we're the ones.
Oh, please, Leo, please. I can't stand anymore. I mean, not now. I've got so much on my mind. Perhaps some other time.
I understand, my dear. It is a day of confusion. But it is Leo Kronk who promises I will dedicate my play to you. Good afternoon.
Ernest. Oh, Ernest, how could you?
Hey, did you see Variety today? Lane and Marlowe have split.
Yeah, Winchell says wider and 12:30. And that Hollywood deal's all off, too.
Yeah, Felix is sending Sweethearts on tour. Two companies.
One of them in each and going different directions.
Hey, what's it all about? I guess that's what Lane would like to know, too. Says his wife won't even talk to him.
Well, it's tough on them, but it's a break for Felix. Boy, will those road companies clean up.
Chicago, Topeka, Duluth, Sioux City. New house records, every city we've played. Why, Miss Marlowe, that ought to make you feel mighty good.
Yes, wonderful.
Pittsburgh, Wheeling, Cincinnati, Columbus, standing room only in every town. Mr. Lane, you must be a pretty happy guy.
Yeah, overjoyed.
Gwen, it's rather strange the way you grab for that copy of Variety every week. You never had time to read it in New York.
Well, I've got more time now, and I like to know where... I mean, what other road companies are doing.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Where is Ernest this week?
I wasn't reading about Ernest. I was just looking at the... Oh, Leo Kronk's new play opened in New York.
What sort of notice did it get?
It says... This turkey dishes out the nutty idea that any femme in love will believe hubby has another girlfriend. What plot there is concerns itself with how dopey wife
is made to believe that husband is playing out of bounds, minor character steals love letters husband has written and plants them so that wife is convinced
spouse has two-timed her with another woman. Wife is screwy enough to fall for this tripe, but audience is not, and... Kay, I must have been crazy.
Come again?
The phone. Where's the phone? Hello, operator. I want long distance.
Hello, operator. I want long distance.
It can't be busy, operator. It can't. Try again.
Can't. It can't be busy now. Keep on trying, will you?
Hello? Oh, darling,
I was reading about Leo
Kronk.
Oh, sweetheart.
sweethearts who need no crown, a crown. Sweethearts who live on love alone will find a paradise somewhere, leaving behind the world we care. Sweethearts today will never fade.
Nelson Eddy and Jeanette McDonald, for your delightful performances. We hope you will be back with us soon again.
You can count on both of us, Mr. Bradley. For that matter, you can count on every actor and actress in Hollywood, because we all know the wonderful work being done by the Motion Picture Relief Fund and its country house. And we know that work is made possible largely by this radio program. Now, before we tell you about next week's program, here's a word from one of America's best-known beauty authorities, Lady Esther.
Thank you, Miss McDonald. Ladies, I've told you this many times, but I can't say it too often. There are no really plain women. There are only women who don't know how to make themselves look attractive. For example, this one little thing makes a startling difference in your appearance. The shade of face powder you use. Often just changing to a more flattering shade will hide the little lines better, give more tone and color to your complexion, and even make an aging skin look younger and fresher again. For just such flattery, Lady Esther Bridal Pink Face Powder was deliberately blended. And so, thousands of women have taken the trouble to write and tell me the exciting things Bridal Pink does for them. They say it gives new life to their skin, new sparkle to their eyes, even makes their features look smaller. I know of no other powder shade that does this so well. And it doesn't matter whether your hair is blonde, brown, auburn, or black. Bridal Pink plays no favorites. It is intensely flattering to almost every skin. As you know, Lady Esther Face Powder is famous for the way it covers up and hides little blemishes, and for the way it clings hour after hour. Why not greet spring with a fresh, brand new appearance? Now's the best time of all to switch to Lady Esther Four-Purpose Face Cream and glamorous Lady Esther Bridal Pink Face Powder.
Next week, the Lady Esther Screen Guild players will present On Borrowed Time. It will star Agnes Moorehead, Ted Donaldson, Vincent Price, and Lionel Barrymore. Be sure to listen. Sweethearts was presented through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, producers of A.J. Cronin's The Green Years. Nelson Eddy can be heard each Sunday on his own program, The Electric Hour, over this station. Music on tonight's program was arranged and conducted by Wilbur Hatch. This is Truman Bradley speaking for Lady Esther. Thank you, and good night, everyone. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.